10:52 on News Radio 830 WCCO. Jason DeRusha with you from WCCO TV. I'm the Good Question guy. A lot of people have been waiting, I think, to buy that big screen TV. And I tell you what, looking at prices, I wish I had been waiting. Julio Ojeda Zapata from the Twin Cities Pioneer Press, the tech guru, joins us on the live. Julio, how you doing?
Hey, Jason. You're as much a tech guru as I am. I appreciate the chance to talk.
Well, I tell you what, Samsung came out saying, look, we are going to introduce cheaper and cheaper TVs because I think those of us who wanted to spend none of us wanted to spend $1,000, but the early adopters who spent $1,000, $2,000 on a big screen TV, we've all bought our TVs. So is this what's going on? Are the electronics companies saying, look, if we're going to move more product, we need to kind of race to the bottom of the price point?
Well, years ago, everybody switched from tube TVs to flat panels. That whole cycle occurred, and now TV vendors have been looking for reasons to get people to do that again, and consumers just generally are not going for it. Their flat panels are working just fine. They don't want to buy TVs with fancy features like 3D. It just hasn't happened, and so TV vendors are getting a little desperate, and at this point, prices are tanking because they just want people to buy. It's interesting that you call me about this because I just went through this with my wife. We've been resisting.
You still have a tube TV?
Well, no, we had a flat. We had this flat panel, but it's this teeny little 32-inch panel. We don't have like a 60-inch thing in our living. We have a tiny little thing, but we wanted to give this TV to my son to take to his room so he could play Xbox. And we finally bit the bullet, and bought a slightly nicer TV, but it wasn't anything fancy. It doesn't have 3D. It does have that Google TV stuff built into it. But we got a really sweet deal on it. We would not have purchased it if we had not been able to get like a killer price on it. That's the bottom line.
Samsung is saying they've been getting ready to introduce cheap models. It takes some time to optimize their production costs and get the prices in order. But it looks like they're trying to get TVs between kind of that 46 to 60-inch area that are going to be, they say in a month or two, they'll have low-cost, big-screen TVs. To me, I look and think, man, how much cheaper do they have to get? I mean, you can go to the store and get a big screen for $600, $700. That seems pretty cheap.
Yeah, we're finally reaching the promised land. I try not to point out these news headlines to my wife because then she'll always remind me what we originally paid for. And she wants to slug me.
I paid like $1,500 or $1,600 for a refurbished 50-inch TV that we still have today.
Yeah, but TVs looks like TVs are going to become sort of commodity items, sort of like you go to the Target and you buy a DVD player now and you can get it for like $50. It's ridiculous. But CES recently occurred and there were all kinds of like really fancy things like paper thin TVs, but then you look at the price tags on those things and they're like $10,000.
Yeah, normal people don't want
that. Normal people are just not, absolutely not. The TV that my wife and I bought, we're going to make that thing last, at least 6, 7, 8 years.
Well, yeah, our TV, we've had it for a while now, and we've had it for probably 3 years, 4 years, and it's fine. I don't feel, why would I replace it for 3D? I don't care that much about that.
And I'm not going to wear the damn goggles.
Right, and certainly nobody wants to watch the news in 3D. I mean, you do not want to see me in three dimensions. I can guarantee you that much. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
Thanks, Julio. Appreciate the talk.
Yeah, no problem.
There goes Julio from the Twin Cities Pioneer Press. Pick up a paper and read his column there. It is 10:57 on News Radio 830 WCCO. CBS News is about 2 minutes away, as is WCCO Local News from the newsroom. We're on top of a bunch of stories that are developing this morning. So stay with us. We've got you covered on a Thursday morning. You're with Jason DeRusha on 830.